Pangola. I'm coming to you from my office in the suburbs of Chicago. My office is, of course, in the upstairs of my house. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can distinguish the difference between the truth and disinformation and can recognize those clever gatekeepers who incorporate a bit of deception along with the truth while doing damage control for the government's version of so many current activities as well as historical events. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page by clicking on the radio schedule button at spingola.com to see a list of our guests, my guests, together with links to their websites. There's a new button just below that schedule button that will take you to the chat room for this program. For questions or comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna@spingola.com. Please hold your calls until we open the phone lines in the second hour. Then you may call 800-313-9443. And do be sure to visit the chat room because we do have some lively discussions there. It is called Spingola Speaks Chat Room, and you can get to it by going to spingolaspeaks.chatango.com. That's chatango.com, or by clicking that button. As of today, we are midway through Vaccine Awareness Week. I hope that you are sharing the information that the guests are presenting with your friends and family. Unfortunately, most of them will not believe that the U.S. government, in collaboration with the pharmaceutical industry and certain billionaire Sato philanthropists, prefer profits over the interest of the health and well-being of people. Additionally, one must ask if worldwide vaccination is part of Kissinger's depopulation program, as subtly suggested by Bill Gates, and I believe that that is the case. Using highly paid and well-funded lobbyists, Big Pharma, in cooperation with the former corporate collaborators at the FDA, managed to get their noxious, garbage-laden criminals, chemicals, criminals indeed, approved for human and animal consumption and injection. My guest today is, or is supposed to be, attorney Jonathan W. Emord. He is the author of The Rise of Tyranny, also Global Censorship of Health Information, and his latest book, which just came out this year, is Restore the Republic. He also writes for News with Views, one of the sponsors at RBN. His website is emord.com. And so if you go there, you will see that he has a section just for food, drug, and cosmetic law. And that is one of his specialties. And he has gone to bat for people against the FDA numerous times. And my intentions on having him on the program was to figure out exactly what people are supposed to do, what recourse we have when we have vaccine damages. So hopefully we will get a hold of him. If not, we'll take some calls and talk about your questions about vaccines and perhaps your experiences. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seat Vault, 20 seat varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Of The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information, and just recently Restore the Republic, which just came out. He also writes for News with Views. He's got several articles. Apparently he's been writing for them for a number of years. Okay, the board op has called his personal number that was given to me to contact him today and left a message, and apparently we do not have a guest. So if you would like to talk about vaccines, vaccine damages, if you have questions or comments about your experiences, feel free to call in. That number, of course, is 800-313-9443. I have several papers and pages and things that we can discuss, one of which is by a doctor by the name of Buttram, Harold E. Buttram, and Catherine J. Frompovich, and this is about inflammation. And we've often heard, you know, on commercials and whatnot, and from other places, doctors perhaps, talking about inflammation. And inflammation is a biochemical process that results from pathogens, irritants, or damaged cells. Now, when we think of inflammation, we think of arthritis, we think of I don't know, when you have an inflammation in your neck, if you have tonsil problems or something, and you get a swollen neck, swollen glands, you can have swelling in your abdomen, you can have swelling in your joints, you can have swelling in the brain, actually. And this is not infection, although inflammation can result from infection. But the result of inflammation is caused by a cascade of biochemical events, and that propagates and matures the inflammatory response involving the local vascular system, the immune system, and various cells within the injured tissue. And so basically, when you have inflammation, it is probably from a pathogen, a virus, an irritant. I am not a doctor, and I'm certain that that's quite evident, but I do read a lot. And one of the things that inflammation presents itself in is in Alzheimer's and coronary artery disease and cancer. Other disorders that you might consider being associated with inflammation is asthma, when you breathe something in that you're allergic to, then your throat kind of swells up. Autoimmune diseases, chronic prostatitis, hypersensitivities, inflammatory bowel disease, pelvic inflammatory disease. There are rheumatoid arthritis, transplant rejection, interstitial cystitis, which is a very interesting thing. It has to do with your bladder, where you always feel like you have to urinate. You have frequency, burning, and it feels like a bladder infection, but it is actually called interstitial cystitis. And many, many people have it. There are drugs for it. But basically, most of the drugs, as we all know, are treating the symptoms when they never really address what is causing the disease to begin with. And so it's important to know that inflammation is really a protective attempt of the organism to remove harmful stimuli. And so when we have inflammation, we think, oh, we got to get rid of this inflammation. When in fact, inflammation may be a necessary response and may be helpful. And another kind of inflammation is encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, which is associated with meningitis. So there are lots and lots of things that cause inflammation. There are certain viruses, including polio, chickenpox, West Nile, which so many communities are now allegedly spraying for the mosquitoes so that people will not get West Nile virus. And those are all which is capable of causing encephalitis. Now, another thing that causes inflammation is an allergic reaction to vaccinations. And this is according to the National Institutes of Health. And vaccines can also cause encephalitis with brain swelling. And encephalitis was included as one of the vaccine injuries, which they would compensate for under the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. However, in my mind, and the reason that I did invite Jonathan onto the program today, was to talk about what recourse we had, and if people who actually understood that the child's reaction or what had ever happened to their child, whether it's death or autism, that many people have not associated what has happened to their child with the vaccines that they have received. And there are lots and lots of allergic reactions to vaccines. And the important thing is to educate the public. And, of course, that's why we're having a Vaccine Awareness Week. All right, let's take a call. Let's take Steve in Wisconsin. Steve, welcome to the program.
I wanted to talk, you know, the News Refused publication. The guy who owns that was interviewed several months ago. I think it was on Capital Forum or one of the morning shows on the weekend.
Hey, Steve. Steve. I know that you're not Steve. I know you're Russ. Okay? So why don't you just cut to the chase and tell us why you've called into so many RBN programs and so many other programs pretending to be other people and asking, typically you ask some pretty decent questions, and then you divert the conversation away from the original discussion and take it elsewhere. You also have kind of an interesting sense of humor. One of the last times that you called into the program, you pretended to be somebody from Sweden, and you said that Jesus was from Sweden. So tell us, Russ, why do you do this, and who do you work for?
Oh, I work for the Bavarian Illuminati. Are you familiar with that? I think you're familiar with that organization, or no?
You work for the Illuminati, is that what you're saying?
The Bavarian Illuminati.
Which you have called into various programs, particularly the Sunday programs where they have new hosts, and made the claim that I am part of the Illuminati and that I'm also a Freemason, which is absolute rubbish. So why do
you do? No, I know that you resigned from Freemasonry when you were told that when you reached the 34th degree that you would have to take on Satan as your God, and you refuse.
Russ. You do not know anything of the sort. You would have no way of knowing anybody's personal business like this. Why do you make these outrageous claims? Is this just to get attention? Is it to divert the program? Why do you do these things?
Well, may I ask you a question? Why is it that you refuse to talk about your relationship to John Paul Getty?
Because I've never met the man. I don't know anything about him. Why do you make such assumptions?
Well, then why is your former name J. Pauline Spaghetti?
That is not my former name. That's one you made up for me. This conversation is going nowhere, so thank you, and I hope that you will refrain from calling into this program, because honestly, I can recognize your voice no matter what kind of inflections you create. We can usually recognize your voice because you call frequently that the board ops are beginning to know exactly who you are.
Are you still seeing Elvis?
He's dead. He's dead. Why? You know, it's just crazy. All right, so now we've had our fun for the day. If there are people who would like to call in and make some legitimate comments or ask questions or talk about their vaccine issues, please do so. You can do that at 800-313-9443. I also invite you to go to the chat room, which is there's a button right underneath the radio schedule button on my website at spingola.com. And all righty. It's interesting. Okay, the board op did drop him. I'm sorry, I thought we had another call, but we don't. So anyway, please go to the chat room. That is spingolaspeaks.chatango.com. And I don't know how many people are there at the moment because I haven't logged in yet. We are going to break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And unfortunately, our guest did not appear today, but it was supposed to be Jonathan W. Emord. He is an attorney and the author of The Rise of Tyranny, Global Censorship of Health Information, and Restore the Republic. And he does write for News with Views, which one of the sponsors of RBN. Now, we do know that the FDA works in cahoots with all of the pharmaceutical companies. The FDA was created not to protect the individuals, not to protect the public, but to protect the corporations. And it might be beneficial to go over why and how the FDA was created. And that occurred actually on February 28th, 1906. However, Doubleday, Page & Company, which was created in 1897, which is a very significant year, and this was co-owned by Walter H. Page. And on February 28th, 1906, that company, Doubleday, Page & Company, published Upton Sinclair's novel. And that novel was quite interesting. I remember reading it as a child. The name of the novel is The Jungle. And Sinclair was an avid socialist. He was once a Columbia University student. And he, Jonathan has arrived. All righty. Great. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on. I apologize for being late.
That's okay. I'm just glad that you're here.
Yeah, I'm traveling today, and I guess we should have been connected through my cell phone. But in any event, I'm here now.
Okay. One of our big questions and something that people are always wondering, it seems that the FDA is really in cahoots with the pharmaceutical companies, and people do not have any kind of a recourse when they have vaccine damages. And if they do have vaccine damages, sometimes they're not aware of the fact that it was caused by a vaccine. So what can people do, and what have you been able to do to protect people in your lawsuits with the FDA?
Well, unfortunately, on the issue of vaccines, because the government has prohibited suits against the pharmaceutical companies for harm related to vaccines, they have created a fund, but they very sparingly dispense funds from that fund for those who are injured. It becomes a real problem, and as a result, those who are concerned really have to fight back by avoiding vaccination, which is not necessarily the easiest thing to do, but there are religious exemptions, and in some states there are medical exemptions. In every state, there are some states that recognize religious exemptions, most do, and then some even allow conscientious objections. And so you have to work diligently to find practitioners who will care for your children without insisting on vaccination, or pediatricians, and you have to work with schools or try to get your children into schools that will accept the exemptions and go from there. But once you've been harmed by a vaccination, it's hard to get redress. There's some possibility for a suit against the physicians who provided the vaccine. There are instances which they should have discovered through ordinary physical examination vulnerabilities to particular vaccinations, but that's rather hard. You're quite right that FDA is a captive of the drug industry. I think the best example of that, which is not extraordinary for those who work before the agency like I do, but for the public, it's shocking in the extreme, because you just would not expect the Food Administration to be this overt in its to defend the interests of drug companies against the health interests of the American people. But the Sanofi drug Ketek, which was a super antibiotic drug, the FDA discovered during, the medical reviewers discovered during the review of that drug that, in fact, one of the principal clinical trials for the drug appeared to be made up, and that was because the results were too pristine, and so they began to inquire, asking for the empirical data underlying the clinical trial. Well, they got no meaningful response back, so they tipped the FBI off to the fact that it appeared that this was a fraudulent clinical trial. The FBI conducted an investigation and concluded that, indeed, the trial was made up, and that there really was no clinical test of the product in those individuals that they had represented had been tested. To make matters worse, the primary indications for this antibiotic came out of that fraudulent clinical trial. So this information was then communicated to the FDA commissioner, and the medical reviewers fully expected the commissioner to deny the application. But to the contrary, he approved the application, and the drug was introduced on the market, and the indications for the drug were the very fraudulent indications that came out of the fraudulent clinical trial. So that shows you the degree of undue influence that the drug industry exercises over the FDA.
Right, and apparently investigation wasn't effective anyway. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Jonathan W. Emord.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information and Restore the Republic, which just came out this year. He also writes for News with Views. His website is emord.com. And so it's impossible for people to actually sue corporations. And where did this have its foundation? Was that in the 14th Amendment?
Well, in the case of the companies that produce vaccines, Congress expressly by statute precludes suit against them for vaccine-related injuries, which is an outrage, but that's the law right now.
And
you can still sue drug companies for injuries related to other drugs. They've just accepted out injuries related to vaccines.
Oh, and this is, of course, because there's probably millions of people who have vaccine damages.
That's right, and it's just designed primarily to shield the drug companies from any from injury that may come to a person in the case of vaccines, because they understand that vaccine-related injury is something that will occur and will occur with regularity, such that Congress has taken the view that better to have vaccines available to reduce the risk of disease that they're vaccinated for and suffer a percentage of the population to experience horrendous side effects, rather than prevent that from happening by allowing people to sue the companies and recoup damages. In other words, the argument made for this is kind of a revelation, isn't it, that the drug industry fully expects suits will provide a crippling effect on their ability to produce these vaccines because they would anticipate that these liability suits would bear fruit, causing them to have difficulty in keeping these vaccines in the marketplace. So Congress stepped in and said, okay, well, we'll shield you from liability. At the same time, they created this fund that was supposed to provide payments to those who were injured, and many people have been injured and have not been able to get any restitution from the federal government for their injuries.
Amazing. Well, it is an amazing. We kind of expect that from Congress because, of course, they've got their hands out and they probably have received huge campaign donations from these drug companies in order to vote the way that they do. But if an individual knowingly poisoned somebody, they would go to jail. So,
A lot of people don't realize this, but the primary oversight committees in the House and the Senate for the FDA and the drug industry are the recipients of the largest contributions, campaign contributions from the drug lobby, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association, and other drug company lobbying entities. And so it should be unsurprising to us that no legislation that would fundamentally alter the extent to which the drug industry controls the FDA ever gets through Congress, because it's blocked in committee. These committees get the legislation assigned to them, and then they do nothing with it. And they have hearings which reveal all sorts of atrocities over and over again. Whistleblowers from the FDA and the medical reviewers come to Congress and testify, as David Graham did, that the nation's virtually defenseless, that drugs like Vioxx can be approved and allowed to remain in the market even though they're causing tens of thousands of heart attacks and deaths related to heart attack. And in the case of Vioxx, there were actually 140,000 heart attacks and 60,000 deaths from heart attack before the drug was volitionally removed from the market by Merck in the face of an avalanche of product liability suits. But the FDA really does leave, as David Graham has said in testimony before Senator Grassley's Finance Committee many years ago, that the American people are virtually defenseless. The FDA is a captive of the drug industry. In fact, the term used in the FDA by the political managers who run everything at the agency ultimately is that the drug industry is our quote-unquote client, and that the medical reviewers are not to do things which would ultimately upset the client of the agency.
Oh, my goodness. And of course, I believe that the FDA was created to protect the drug companies, and they prove all kinds of things that have been known to be problematic. And you brought up Vioxx, which they approved in 1999, and it was on the market, for 5 years. And 25 million Americans had taken the drug?
Right, and, you know, it's not alone. I mean, we just, Avandia recently was a subject of great scrutiny on Capitol Hill, and they demanded that the FDA commissioner, Margaret Hamburg, remove it from the market because of heart toxicity associated with it. David Graham said it was too heart toxic to be in the marketplace. Many other independent reviews, including ones by the Cleveland Clinic, that were published in peer-reviewed literature, found Avandia substantially higher risk of heart toxicity than any other comparable drug in the market. Many people who suffered arrhythmias and heart murmurs and other heart defects as a result of taking that type 2 diabetes drug. And despite all of the evidence, the FDA in the end simply restricted the marketing of the product to those who are already on the drug rather than remove it from the market. In other words, FDA kept it on the market for those who are at the highest risk of having an injury, those who are taking it chronically, and thereby protected the maker of the drug from a substantial loss of market share that would come if it was forcibly removed from the market. Instead, they can now reduce their market share slowly over time, and they'll do that at the expense of many people. David Graham said that he thought no one should use that drug, that there was never an appropriate basis for that drug to be prescribed because the risks outweigh the benefits, and the risks of heart toxicity are demonstrated, established, and are likely to happen to those who are taking this drug over time, more so than those who would take it once or twice for a short period of time. So in any event, that's our Food and Drug Administration at work. It is the handmaiden of the FDA, and it has become more so during this administration. The Obama administration has done nothing to change the environment. It really has become worse over time. And, you know, all of the political dialogue from the administration about its concern for the American people is kind of belied by the fact that so many drugs are on the market that are too unsafe, and they just keep them on the market, protect the industry. Indeed, Obamacare is just another example of this kind of large corporate government collusion. There you have the creation of yet another state-sponsored monopoly in the form of health insurance providers who will be granted the status of approved providers by the Secretary of HHS, making them overnight, January 1st, 2014, some of the largest state-sponsored monopolies in the world.
Right. And it has little to do with health care. I mean, we're certainly not increasing the number of hospitals, doctors, or anything else. It's just about having this special relationship between the insurance companies to scam the public.
Yes, and a lot of people don't realize this, but some 30,000 physician-owned hospitals have been shut down because of Obamacare. A provision in Obamacare that makes it virtually impossible for physician-owned hospitals to operate. Many were under construction and had to be closed as a result of the legislation being upheld by the Supreme Court. So now, you know, there are these perverse changes in the marketplace that we will see unfold and will have a very deleterious effect on health, quality of health care in the United States and on patient choice in receipt of health services. So that's coming, and a big lie is that by forcing everyone to have health insurance, we are ensuring that everyone has quality health care. It's nonsense. We're reducing the level of care to a bureaucratic one-size-fits-all regimen that everyone will have to accept. So we're creating universal mediocrity, and we're forcing the entire country to pay for it. Many people who are not now insured, some 52 million Americans, will have a choice on January 1, either abide by 2014, either abide by the law, pay between $5,000 and $15,000 as a quote-unquote tax for the privilege of being insured, which you must be insured under this law, or you will admit to the IRS that you are in violation of the law and pay a tax penalty. Very unfortunate. When you previously had freedom to choose, now you don't have freedom to choose. You must either pay Uncle Sam something or you have to buy health insurance and be in compliance with the law.
Oh, my goodness. And how many hospitals have been shut down?
Well, there's something on the order of 30,000 hospitals in the United States that are adversely affected by the changes in the law. And a good percentage of those are physician-owned hospitals. Many of them are under construction, and those projects have had to be stopped. And the patients they would have served will not now be served. So in a very real sense, Obamacare is sacrificing people even before it has taken full effect.
But of course, they spin it to pretend that everybody's going, as you said, everybody's going to have health care, and people think about their pre-existing conditions, and they think that this is a wonderful thing. And I think that a lot of people will think that they're voting for him based on that assumptions, those assumptions.
Right, and you know...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
one of the unfortunate things that people are going to come to realize is that the Medicare system, which creates a government-determined standard of care, whereby your physician has to be paranoid when he serves a Medicare beneficiary to be sure that he is providing no more service than Medicare will consider medically reasonable and necessary, and no less. And so you end up with this one-size-fits-all approach. Well, that is going to become universal. So your doctor will be more concerned about ensuring that he is satisfying the demands of the insurance carrier that is a proxy for the federal government under Obamacare than he is about curing your disease or satisfying you. If he's going to avoid sanction, if he's going to be able to get paid by the insurance company, and if he is going to avoid audits, which are the death knell for physician practices, then he has to become a bureaucrat who does what the insurance company wants him to do. And the insurance company, in turn, in order to recoup these massive above-market rates of return where everyone is forced to buy the insurance from them, they will be obliged to live by a code established by HHS, which will largely be indistinguishable from the standards that apply to Medicare generally. So that's going to reduce the quality of care, because anytime you make a system not patient-centric, where the physician is not primarily concerned with doing what is in the best interest of the patient, but instead is more concerned about avoiding second-guessing from the insurer, you end up with a real problem. And that problem is that patients get less than fully beneficial quality care, and you end up with people being harmed.
Right, and anybody that's really dealt with insurance companies in the past in regard to their medical needs understand that a lot of the decisions even now are made by insurance companies, and this is before Obamacare goes into effect.
Right, one of the great ironies here is that one of the principal reasons why people supported legislation in this area was because they were screaming that insurance companies had too much power over the system and that they were calling all the shots, and the people weren't getting the best care, and that some people who needed services of one kind or another were being second-guessed by the insurance companies, and they were being told that they couldn't get coverage for them. Well, ironically, this system is going to make that problem universal, so that all of us will experience the second-guessing as the insurance companies become increasingly controlling over the practice of medicine. You have people who are do not have medical degrees, who are clerks, who may have a bachelor's degree or not, who are calling the shots based on directions that are given to them from superiors about what kind of care should be restricted and what kind of care should be allowed to keep everything within a budget that the insurance company finds appropriate. That's what's going to happen to medical care. We're going to see the independent professional judgment of physicians replaced by the judgment of bureaucrats who will make the final determination as to whether a patient gets one service or not.
And we hear from from the Republicans that they're going to come in and they're going to repeal Obamacare, and yet a lot of people were thinking that the Supreme Court was going to not uphold it. And when Justice John Roberts gave his summation of the whole thing, there were certain journalists in the TV that were spinning it and saying, "Oh, that was brilliant! That was just brilliant!" And I really believe that it doesn't matter whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans; we are going to get Obamacare, no matter who comes into office.
Well, I think that the probability is that if the Romney-Ryan ticket wins the election, that we will see a major movement to repeal Obamacare. We've already seen that in the House. The House passed a repeal of Obamacare that was defeated in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Harry Reid would not even allow it to come up for a vote. He's the head of the Senate majority leader. So I think if we do see a White House that is controlled by Republicans and a House that is, and a Senate that may well be too, we could well see Obamacare repealed, and that alone would be a substantially beneficial move. In fact, that turn of events alone would justify supporting Romney and Ryan in their candidacy. Of course, we have no other choice, because if you vote in the other direction, you can rest assured there will be no successful attempt to repeal it.
Right. All right, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back with Attorney Jonathan W. Emord after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Today is Attorney Jonathan W. Emord. He is the author of The Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information, and most recently, Restore the Republic, which came out this year. He also has been writing for News with Views for several years, and you can find his articles there, newswithviews.com, and his website is emord.com. And you were talking about earlier in the program about the exemptions, such as religious exemptions, that people could use to keep their children from being vaccinated. So how will Obamacare affect that, those exemptions?
Well, it's going to make the movement towards universal vaccination more apparent and more powerful than ever before, because part of the Obamacare system is to incorporate these simple fixes, quote unquote, into the national health system so that everyone will be expected to be vaccinated. Everyone will be expected on a national basis, not just from your pediatrician, but from every hospital, every physician, pediatrician you go to. The movement will be strong from the HHS through the insurance companies forward to the people that they get their children vaccinated. Likewise, such things as contraceptive services, which are highly controversial now in the Catholic community, contraceptive services and abortifacients and drugs, all of these things, which the administration favors, will become part of the national policy so that all health insurers and providers will be expected to encourage those alternatives. So you have a system of state-chosen preferences that, whether or not they have a foundation in medicine, science, are politically chosen. So in other words, you have the menu of things that will be covered by your insurance, selected in large measure by the HHS secretary, a political appointee, and by committees established by the government, as opposed to being driven by patient need or desire. And that will change also the very nature of medicine in this country, increasingly making it bureaucratized and less responsive to the individual needs of the patient.
And of course, if people are compelled to take these vaccines, there's going to be even more health issues, and we're going to have less care, and this is going to be chaotic. This is going to be terrible.
Well, it will reduce the quality of care, which in turn will increase the incidence of disease and decrease the incidence of cure, so that longevity will be decreased, so that in your living years, your quality of life will be reduced. There's simply no substitute for a free market in medicine if you wish to achieve excellence. If your goal is to have the best quality medical care in the world, you have to have a free market system. Now, we haven't had a free market system operating in this country since the 1960s. And as a result, we have fallen dramatically in our place in the world. And that will not change until we do return to a free market system of health care.
All righty. We do have our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID with our guest today. Stay tuned.